Whatever. I do not believe you should read this, however, if you want to read whatever one is, go for it. I think that you should sit down and if you, I'll read this more.
We have everybody, John, but
if we were getting more doses, we'd be able to vaccinate a broader group. But we have to deal with
okay.
Despite a petition drive signed by thousands of school teachers,
John, you are muted.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are we all set? Everybody's here, right?
Yes, we're all here.
Okay. It's 6 o'clock or 6:01, and I'm going to call the meeting to order. Is there any public comment not associated with items on the agenda? Any hands up, John?
No.
Okay. Agenda review. The three items on the agenda for discussion or vote, or the warning, the narrative for the budget, and the select board. Chuck asked if we could revisit the method in which we handle town meeting, whether we send out votes or not, ballots or not. I said we wouldn't be able to make a decision, but unless you all object, we can certainly discuss it at this meeting. And if we so choose, we can set up another special meeting if we wish to change the action that we took on Wednesday. What does the board feel about that?
I'm in agreement with Chuck.
I am as well. And I apologize for the dogs.
We don't care. A dog is a dog. Mine will start barking soon. Steve, are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Are there any other items that we need to add on the agenda, even if we can't take any action? Okay. I would briefly like to discuss next time agenda. I had a request from Karen today. So just remind me at the end to ask you about that. So
actually, Emily, one small thing, I guess, maybe it would go in one of these other items, but the Zoom, I spoke with you about it the other day, and I think we should at least run it by John. So if we could put the Zoom conversation on.
Let's put that on tonight. And yes, I thought about that as well. And I was going to mention that at the end. So, but thank you for reminding me. Do we need to take a vote on these two things on the agenda review? If so, I need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor of adding the Zoom conversation and at the end discussing the ballot revisiting and Karen scheduling. Say aye. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott? Okay. First item up, town meeting warning. And I looked this over and I didn't find any problems with it. However, that being said, Becky sent out an email today saying that voting would be open between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. And I queried her about that this afternoon and she wrote back an email that she had forgotten that she had said that because we had discussed starting it at 9 a.m. when town meeting would normally start. And I don't know whether the board wishes to, she also mentioned that people, if they wanted to vote on their way to work, sometimes vote early in the morning. She doesn't particularly care. And so we need to either leave it as it is, or if we're going to change it, we need to change it on the warning.
My feeling is that if if 8 a.m. were mentioned at some point, people are going to, those people who to whom it matters are going to remember that. And we make it, we need to make it as easy as possible for people to vote. I think we should say 8 a.m.
I would agree with that.
Any other comment? I would agree with that as well, especially since it's been published now on the listserv. So any other changes in the warning other than that?
We do need to do a physical signature of the warning, correct?
Yes, and I don't know quite how we're going to do that. That being said, if we get this document, if Ben changes the 9 to 8 and we get the document ready, he can make copies of it, or we could, or he could send it around and we all could go up at some point and sign the one copy that needs to be legal. I don't think the others need to be signed that are on the, that are noticed on the board, like at the North Pomfret store and stuff, do they?
I generally just put copies of the original signature up. So if I have the original, then I can post the rest.
So we could go up and sign these documents. They don't have to be signed for the warning. They, I believe, I don't have that in front of me, but I think the last day to get them up is the 29th or 30th. Is that correct? Anybody, does anyone know that? Right offhand?
It's 30 days before town meeting. So whatever that date falls.
So other than getting it noticed, is there any other things that you want to have or need that, is there anything else that is incorrect or needs to be changed? And we will change that 9 a.m. to 8 a.m. Any comments? I need a motion then if we're going to approve this as it is.
I'll move the board to approve the warning as written.
Second.
Are you going to second it, John? Steve, did you say?
I did.
Is there any other discussion? Then all those in favor of approving the warning as written, please signify by saying aye. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And Scott?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Okay, one hurdle down. Ben, can you change that 9 to 8 before you put it in the town report?
Yes.
That would be
and great. I will also, unless Becky's already done it, I can add some signature lines and send that around.
And if you noticed on that warning, there is also information regarding the informational hearing and the instructions. And the notice for the informational hearing is the model notice is on VLTC's website. That has to be out 10 days before the informational hearing. And that is just the warning revisited plus the informational hearing notice. And so we will have that ready for the next regular meeting, just so that you know that's in the works. But we had to get the warning fixed up first. Okay, the next item on the agenda, I believe, is the select board narrative. Does anyone have any comments, corrections, or additions to that? Chuck did this, and I asked him to change one thing that we hadn't gotten the town, the back of the town hall painted, but the gentleman would do it this spring.
Is it, I'm assuming it's in Word format at this point somewhere?
I'm sorry, but what I did was I using a Mac, I wrote it in Pages, and then I copied and pasted it into.
Oh, okay. So you got it. You got it in pages. Sorry, Chuck. I didn't mean to speak over you. What were you saying?
I wrote it in pages on my Mac, and I just copied and pasted it into the email that I sent to the board.
Gotcha.
I can convert it to Word or something and send it out.
I don't know if that's necessary. It just needs to be in a consumable format that the.
Yeah, I thought about that afterwards, seeing the other documents that other people send out. So,
yeah.
So are there any corrections, changes, or anything else regarding this?
I guess just one slight change, just for clarity, since it's part of, I would just want to add under the line that says, among other things, we worked with a human resources consultant to identify needs of town personnel management. I'm sorry, I'm just saying this now. I should have suggested it earlier, but just to add to that, and development of an employee handbook and a combined time off policy.
That's true. We did work on that.
Yep.
So that would be fine with me.
Okay. That's the only change I suggest.
Okay, so if we all are happy with this, then we need to approve it. And so I need a motion.
I guess I'll move that we approve Chuck's select board narrative.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
And myself. And Chuck, will you get that in Word and get that to Ben?
I will. In that case, Scott, would you just send me exactly the wording that you added to it that I agreed with?
Okay, will do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, two down, one to go. Budget narrative. Any questions, corrections, or whatever on this?
Only to say that Ben and I had some email correspondence this afternoon, and there's some disagreement in the numbers that he has, and neither one are wrong. It's not, his numbers aren't wrong, and neither are mine. He has calculated the budget differently than we have in the past. So I would prefer that we stick with the same method of how we have calculated the budget numbers over the last several years, just so stay consistent. But it's a bit of a complicated topic to describe, and it unfortunately is a policy based decision that I don't think we should make tonight in the heat of trying to approve a budget narrative. But it really has to do with how we account for when money from the unassigned fund balance is directly transferred from the unassigned fund balance to a reserve fund, and whether that money should be counted as in the budget. And we have, in the last several budget narratives, have not done that because logically, at least in my view, they're not part of the budget. And we have consistently approved the budget narrative without that counting those. But Ben did count in his numbers, and that's where our numbers disagree with each other.
I'm game to approve the thing if you and Ben can work it out and come out with a document that you both agree with, that the numbers are correct.
I think that's a fine solution, Emily. Just a
move. Is that okay with you, Ben? Ben's muted, but
yeah, that's fine. As Scott said, it's somewhat of a policy decision, so I would defer to Scott and the board on whether appropriations to reserves ought to be quantified in budget figures when making comparisons.
Right.
But you know, it's just a math problem once you've decided whether to do that.
Right. It's a conversation we really should have, and it keeps coming back, but we have yet to really, from a policy standpoint, decide which direction we're going. So Emily, I think your suggestion is a good one, just to move through this tonight. Ben and I can work it out, and otherwise I think the narrative's in good shape.
So I would move then that we approve the budget narrative with the consideration that Ben and Scott are going to come up with these final numbers so they are correct in one form or another, so that the numbers are correct in the town report. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that, Emily.
Is there any more discussion of the numbers? All those in favor of that signify by saying aye. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Okay. Now, revisiting way in which we either send out ballots to every voter, or we continue on with the decision that we made on Wednesday. And I just want to preface this discussion with, I was under the assumption on Wednesday that the district had decided not to send ballots to all the voters. And I felt, from a confusion point of view, that doing the same was the way to go. It appears as though that was an incorrect assumption, and for that I apologize. Chuck would like to revisit this, and so it's open for discussion, and I will shut my mouth.
May I have a moment? Or
sure.
I sent a message to Raina Bishop. She's the office manager at the supervisory union, and she also, I think she's on or her husband is on the school board. And she wrote me back and said, there are no plans for the school board to discuss mass mailing. As far as we are aware, no town in our district is mass mailing their town ballots. So the board wouldn't do something opposite the towns. It would just be by request. And that was at 5 o'clock tonight, about 42.
Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
If you would have those town ballots, or you would have the school ballots, normally you would have those at regular town meeting, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
And so if you were going to do a mass mailing, would you include those school ballots?
I would not be able to.
So then the school would have to do those school ballots. But they're not going to do a mass mailing.
No, because it's by request. People who wanted to vote for the school budget ballot would have to request that ballot separately. So okay. if the town decided to do a mass mailing, then we would only be able to mail out our town ballots, except to those people who had specifically asked for a school ballot as well, or separately from the request for the town ballot.
But you will still be collecting those ballots.
Yes.
In your office on town meeting day or before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they go to the school district to be counted, right?
No, we tally them and send the school district our results.
Okay. I think that clarifies that. And so any other questions for Becky?
Go ahead. I think, John, were you about to speak?
Not for Becky. I talked with Becky today. I've thought about this quite a bit since the last meeting. Certainly, if the school doesn't decide to send them out to everybody, that does complicate matters. I remember a conversation that I had many years ago, not quite related to this, although does apply here as well. And that's, we need to do what we think is best for our town, and we need to do what we think is, or not make decisions on what other people want to do, whether that be another town or another school board as to what they're doing. Given that it's the middle of the pandemic at the worst that it's been since this started a year ago, and given that the state mailed out all of the ballots the first time, there are going to be people that are going to be expecting that. I realize we're sending out postcards to everybody. Sending out postcards is much easier than sending out ballots, and I understand that. And I also think that if we as a board decide to mail these out to everybody, that we ought to be the ones there that are stuffing the envelopes, and Becky shouldn't be stuck doing this for 2 days, because with many people, it's not too big of a task necessarily. But if one person's stuck doing it, it's going to be time consuming. But I do think that we should try to include as many people as we can, and sending ballots out to everybody does that. We're certainly in a unique situation because we've never done voting this way in Pomfret, and probably won't in the future. Certainly won't next year, because it has to be warned at a town meeting and voted on anyways. So we will, unless the pandemic's still ongoing, we will go back to floor voting. So it's not an easy decision by any means, but I guess that's where I'm at this moment in time.
I'd like to kind of echo a couple of John's comments. I too, however I can help, I'm happy to be extra labor to do whatever is needed. I understand the burdens and the challenges of trying to pull this off. Blind to how challenging this is for town clerks, for sure. But I think that erring on the side of trying to do this is better if we can figure out how to pull it off. And if that means all hands on deck and helping out, I'm certainly willing to do that.
My feelings about this are as follows. I was not able to be at the meeting the other night when the board voted on this issue. And I have a feeling that the way that the very reasonable way that it was proposed, which is that we are complicating matters if we decide to do one thing and the school board decides to do another, makes it very difficult and confusing for people. And I think that it's a strong possibility that I would have been persuaded by that, and that I would have voted the way the board did. However, as I wasn't there, and I've had a couple of days to think about that, and my feeling is that we are the select board of the town of Pomfret, and the school board is a different board and has a different job. And although I certainly hope that we always work to the best of our abilities together to do things and make things run smoothly, our responsibility is, as the select board of the town of Pomfret, is to the voters of the town of Pomfret. And the school board's responsibility is to the school district. And therefore, I feel that it's in the best interests of the voters of the town of Pomfret that we mail ballots to all the whatever you want to call it, active or registered voters of the town, so that everybody has an opportunity to voice their opinion on the matters that come up that do come up in the warning that we just approved. So I would like to see us revisit this issue and re-vote on it. And I would vote in favor of sending out ballots to all the voters of the town. Despite the fact that one person who emailed to the listserv unfortunately brought up that tired old thing about the fact that, or not the fact, but the suggestion that email or mail-in voting promotes fraud, which we all know is absolutely not true and has not happened. But I've had a number of emails from other people, and I've seen a number of emails on the listserv from people who feel that ballots should go out to everybody. And my feeling is that that's correct. And I would like to see us re-vote on this issue if we can.
Steve, do you have any comment?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got to echo Chuck's last statements there. I mean, I've seen a lot of activity on the listserv and so forth. And from a lot of folks that you normally don't see talking or chatting on the listserv. So after giving it some thought, I think it would be worthwhile for us to look at it and re-vote it.
From my point of view, I would agree. I wish, quite frankly, that the state, although being told what to do by the state can be distasteful on some occasions, leaving it up to individual town just adds to confusion, especially with the school issue. And I want to, it would be nice if we could ensure that those people that voted for the town issues would also be aware enough to get a school ballot and vote for those as well, because those items are also important. That being said, I think we should schedule a meeting for the beginning of week, another special meeting, and revote this so that Becky has time to get the ballots and get prepared if that's what we're going to do. And I'm guessing by all of our sentiments that we will decide to do a 180 and have her send out all the ballots. And if we give her warning now, she won't send the postcards out. There are funds hopefully from the state that are available, and she's got some funds left over from the November election that she can use. And money really is not that's not the end game. It's getting the job done in the appropriate fashion. So
can I just say one thing? Sorry, I will need to still send postcards out because I will need to notify every household that they will have to request school ballots separately, because I will not be able to send a school ballot out with our town ballots. They will have to be sent out as a separate mailing.
That's okay.
Okay.
Postcards will still go out.
John?
Okay, and it sounds to me as if all of the select board members have expressed a willingness to pitch in and stuff ballots and do whatever is needed to do so that all that burden doesn't fall on Becky.
Absolutely.
I certainly am.
And we're also more than willing to get you extra help to do that. If you need to bring in Cindy and she's willing, or Sally for extra time, that's fine too. Whatever it takes.
I'm available full time.
So Cynthia, does that mean you won't need the rest of us?
Yes, I can stuff envelopes.
Oh, okay.
So at the end of the meeting, we'll schedule a meeting for the beginning of the week, but Becky can kind of plan on that, and it's Friday anyway. And so the next item on the agenda, two things, Steve and I did you want to say something, Becky? No, guess not. Steve and I had to do a visit with the Appalachian Trail people regarding cutting trees down at near Bill LeBaron's. And at the end of the meeting, or it wasn't a meeting, but at the end of the visit, Steve had some concerns that perhaps John would need some help managing Zoom or have someone else to manage letting people in and out if he wanted to participate in that scheduled informational meeting. And so as far as I'm concerned, it's up for discussion regarding that.
My thought on all of it is Kevin Geiger is going to do the moderating, so he will certainly at a minimum be the co-host of the meeting because he's going to have to, I mean, I think that's what we did for the zoning regulation adoptions, if I remember correctly, that he was there to see people's hands come up and questions. We will, at the beginning of the meeting, and probably we ought to periodically through the meeting, because I'm sure some people will be calling in on a cell phone or a landline and not actually participating in the app-based version. It'll be a phone call like Ellen calls in, which people will need to set some ground rules, depending, you know, especially if we have, you know, 100 or 200 people that come. People will need to be muted and people need to know how to get unmuted if they're on a phone, which isn't difficult, as long as you know how. So we'll want to cover that, I think, periodically, but having Kevin, the moderator, taking the questions much like we would at an actual town meeting was my thought.
Of course, if you have the opportunity at the select board meeting on the 17th, assuming there would not be as many people there, you'll have some time to practice and you'll know if you need extra assistance on the 20th.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was also, you know, I kind of had town meeting in mind too. I mean, if we there's no predicting how many people will actually attend, but right. The question was more for you to make sure that you were comfortable and being the host and handling it and still being able to participate.
Yeah, I'll talk to Kevin, but I mean, we can make multiple co-hosts, so
okay,
we should be able to take care of that.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of mechanics to work out in terms of people who want to speak and managing the meeting and keeping things technically going. So it's not that cumbersome, but there's a couple, I think we'll want to divvy out some roles for that. One question is, I think we briefly talked about it, but do we want to stream this to YouTube as well?
I know we had discussed that, and I'm happy to explore setting that up. It's not too difficult. I think you've done it before, Scott, too. So
yeah, I do know how to do it. I think it's actually, in a nutshell, it's pretty easy. We could create a generic Google account, which is tied to YouTube, and then Zoom has a direct link out to YouTube. You just have to link it to that Google account and then you're in business. So it's all prepackaged. And now having done it myself, I think it's a pretty quick setup. So we could, if we wanted to, project out to YouTube and people could just watch it that way. If they wanted to be passive participants rather than active.
Right, yep. Yeah, there's no reason not to do it, really. So,
yep.
We'll leave that to you and Scott, John.
Yeah, that's fine.
Any other comments on the facilitating this informational meeting on the 20th. Okay, Karen Hewitt wrote an email to, I think, Cindy and myself, so basically the board, and she has three accounts that she would like to set that have said they would pay and then they don't pay and said they would pay and don't pay on delinquent taxes. And she would like to set up getting those organized for a tax sale, but she would like permission to hire a lawyer that is specifically well-versed in tax sales. And she would like to be on the next board agenda. And I don't know whether you would want her to be on the next regular meeting or whether you would want her to come in on this meeting that we will have to have to approve changing the balloting procedure.
Is this time sensitive? Does she need to move on this?
Well, she said the next regular meeting, and I'm perfectly willing to write her an email back and say that, yes, we'll put you on the next regular meeting. Yep. That being said, if I can also ask her if she would, it would seem to me that probably putting her on the next regular meeting is the way to go. But if you wanted to speak with her about it sooner, I could ask her if she could come to the other meeting. I have no feeling one way or another. I mean,
just my gut reaction is it's probably smarter just to tee it up for the next regular meeting. It doesn't sound like it's that urgent. And that gives us a little bit more time. I think just to clarify, I'm just kind of going on recollection here, but we've been down this road before, right? Where we've needed to hire an attorney to kind of specialize in this.
Well, she used, and I can't recall the person's name now, from a firm down in Windsor. And mm-hmm. I'm guessing that she wants to hire someone that may be more versed in this situation. And two of these properties are have larger bills. They're not, you know, $50 or $500. And so it's going to be a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
I was guessing from her email that she wanted to be sure she had to permission to hire someone that is well-knowledged in the tax sale field. And as she said in her email, we can tack this on to the charges that we are incurring
right. To
get our tax money back. So it's not a money matter, but she feels she needs permission.
Yeah, I get that. And it makes perfect sense. It sounds like she feels comfortable vetting the attorney herself. It sounds like she is. And if she is, that's fine. She can bring it to our attention and recommend the right attorney.
I will write her an email back if this is okay with the board and say, we will put you on the agenda for the next meeting. In all likelihood, we will approve your request. If you had a particular attorney in mind, that would be helpful.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense.
And we'll see her at the next regular meeting. Is there anything else that you all wish to discuss at this meeting? Then I think we need a motion.
I will move that the board adjourn.
Second.
Did you want to set a date for a special meeting?
Oh, yes. Monday or Tuesday of next week?
I might as well get it done Monday if everybody's available. And
thank you, Cindy, for reminding.
Yes, thanks, Cindy, for staying on top of us when we charge ahead.
Is Monday okay with you, Chuck, Scott, and Steve?
Okay with me.
Monday's fine.
Okay with me.
It shouldn't be a very long meeting. Is 6 o'clock okay with everyone?
Works for me.
Yep. Me.
Will you put out a notice to that effect? And the only thing on the agenda will be approve the balloting procedure?
Yes, I will.
Wonderful. Did we get a motion to adjourn?
I moved. Yeah, it needs a second though.
I seconded.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And Scott?
Aye.
And myself. Thank you all very much.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.